This week marks the centennial start of World War I, and though far from the trenches, St. Louis's strong German language and culture were forever changed by the conflict. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy looks at some of the ways that the war tested and ultimately transformed the city's identity.
August 1914 St. Louis. The war just begun was a world away, but the city's massive German population here took keen interest. Local German language papers reported from the front lines. Members of the Anheuser-Busch family bought German war bonds. Citizens shared news at German leader halls, the German-owned baseball stadium, and in its many German churches, including Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Soulard.
Und uns das Tor des ewigen Lebens geöffnet hast.
Up until World War I, everything was done in German around here.
Dennis Rathert is the archivist and historian for the congregation, which today is the last church in St. Louis to hold regular services in German once a month.
The services were held in German. The school classes all day were held in German. Meetings were held in German. All the records were kept in German.
100 years ago, Holy Trinity was one of scores of German language churches across the metro area where roughly a quarter of the population was German. That all changed as the U.S. went to war in Europe and Americans sought to distance themselves from German culture.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Johnny, show the Hun.
As soon as the war started, it got to be dangerous. They had to change the name of the church in the stained glass above the front door, which was Die Dreieinigkeitskirche in German, but rocks started coming at the window. People were very anti-German.
German church services and language classes ceased. Business and place names were changed to sound more American, such as the small town of Luxembourg, which we know today as Lime. Elsewhere, Anheuser-Busch replaced the German on its beer label with English and removed from the label what appeared to be a German war helmet and an Austrian coat of arms. As the trench war raged in Europe, citizens in St. Louis also lobbied to change a number of the city's numerous German street names.
There was, of course, Kaiser Avenue. That had to go.
Local historian and author Jim Merkel says ultimately 6 street names changed, but had the war lasted any longer, he says, St. Louis would have had far fewer German streets today.
And I'll guarantee you that if the war would have continued into, say, 1920 or 1921, all of the German street signs would have been gone. They'd just gotten started.
Today, Merkel is leading an effort to redesignate some of the German street names in the area, hoping it will be a small way to acknowledge how often communities can overreact in times of crisis. 20th Ward Alderman Craig Schmidt has introduced a bill on Merkel's behalf to honor Providence Place in South City with signage of its original name, Knopstein Place. Nearly a century after World War I, there appears to be no shame for German pride in St. Louis today. This July 4th at the Amsterdam Tavern in Tower Grove South, nearly 100 German soccer fans showed up to watch the World Cup match between Germany and France. Wearing his German soccer jersey, St. Louis native Kevin Strohmeyer says his family here has always rooted for the team.
Oh, Deutschland. Yeah. My grandparents on my father's side were born in Germany. So since I was a kid, we've always rooted for the team, and so I guess I've inherited it.
The thousands of German descendants who live in St. Louis today are perhaps more assimilated than their immigrant ancestors. But then again, if you think of how much Americans identify with beer or hot dogs or hamburgers, we've all become a little more German, too. Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.
For more photos and more on the war's impact in St. Louis, go to stlpublicradio.org.